This is WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Dry conditions and high winds created dangerous fire conditions in the region yesterday. The Wisconsin DNR reported more than 65 wildfires. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Manitouche Waters Airport reported wind gusts at 44 miles per hour yesterday afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport hit 45 mile per hour winds. Those winds, coupled with the dry grass and brush conditions in northern Wisconsin, fueled dozens of grass fires yesterday. Catherine Cooley is the wildfire prevention specialist for the Wisconsin DNR.
So I'm actually in the command center in Madison right now, and we're, managing, multiple incidents across the state.
She says this isn't unusual for this time of year. The snow has melted, but there hasn't been enough rain to turn grass and other foliage green yet. Add in the wind, and it doesn't take much more than a spark to start a wildfire.
The north is right in that sweet spot, and we've had a lot of dry, warm conditions over the weekend. We're not getting the rain that we thought we would get with some of these cells that have moved through due to a high pressure system.
Cooley says a lot of fires were started with equipment or power lines. There was at least one lightning started fire. The DNR moved more resources to northern Wisconsin since fire danger is lower in the southern portion of the state. There were also two single-engine air tankers based in Anago and an Army National Guard Black Hawk helicopter on standby. Even with last night's rain, there's still a risk of wildfires.
We need some good soaking rain events to really subside the fire danger. Coupled with the greening of vegetation is really going to help things in the future. So we do anticipate being in this for another couple weeks, particularly in the north.
Cooley urges people to avoid burning debris until the vegetation starts to green up. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Police are asking for the public's help in tracking down those who vandalized and threw two Molotov cocktails into the office of a prominent Wisconsin anti-abortion lobbying group. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said yesterday that no one has been arrested and there are no suspects in custody after the fire early Sunday morning. Barnes says one Molotov cocktail thrown into the Wisconsin Family Action Office failed to ignite. An investigation is ongoing as to whether the second one did. The fire at the Wisconsin Family Action Office in Madison came after two Catholic churches in Colorado were vandalized last week, and police said two Molotov cocktails were thrown at an anti-abortion organization Sunday morning in a suburb of Salem, Oregon. A Wisconsin man has dropped a federal lawsuit against a police officer who shot him during a domestic disturbance in Kenosha nearly 2 years ago. Neither attorneys for Jacob Blake nor Kenosha officer Rustin Chesky indicated in their Friday court filings why the lawsuit was being dropped, including whether a settlement had been reached. Chesky, who is white, shot Blake, who is black, after Blake resisted arrest during the disturbance and appeared to turn toward Chesky with a knife. Prosecutors later cleared Chesky of all criminal wrongdoing, and they dropped sexual assault charges against Blake that preceded the shooting as part of a plea deal. Blake's shooting sparked protests in Kenosha, including the one when Kyle Rittenhouse fatally shot two men and wounded a third. Feed Our Rural Kids is challenging community members to support the Weekend Backpack Program in Vilas and Oneida counties. It will match up to $10,000 donated to the program during the month of May. The Backpack Program provides meals to children in food insecure homes on the weekend. It's run by churches in Eagle River, St. Germain, and Three Lakes. Fork President Perry Pokrant says while it doesn't run the program, it supports its mission.
Those three churches have the same mission we do, and that's to feed children from food insecure homes. They just do it with their program, and we do it with the five programs we run. But we just felt collaborating with them here was an important way to raise awareness of the backpack programs and how important they are.
You can donate on Fork's website or send a check. We have a link to that information on our website, wxpr.org. Members of the Resilient Homes Michigan Coalition are looking to attract workers back to the state by proposing $1.6 billion in state spending. Some of that money would go toward modernizing rental properties for low-income families to live in homes with clean air and non-toxic materials. Around 320,000 renting households in Michigan have incomes at or below 30% of the median income for their area. The National Low Income Housing Coalition says that of those households, 71% spend more than half their income on rent. That leaves little money remaining for other costs for life. The coalition is asking the legislature and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to approve the spending. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.